In terms of molecular therapy, it's been interesting to follow the tyrosine kinase story in lung cancer with the EGFR mutations and the smoking and other phenotypic correlations of response to TKIs. Also, the story in primary breast cancer with EGF receptor mutations. What are your thoughts about these issues, and do you think they're relevant to breast cancer?
Well, first of all, that is absolutely correct that in gliomas, mutations in the EGF receptor have been described. And furthermore, not only are these mutations in the receptor interesting, but they are pathogenetic. These are fully activated receptors that do not require growth factor to bind to them. So the presence of this mutated receptor is a sufficient engine to drive the glioblastoma. So not only is it a unique target, but it's a molecularly important target. The reason why I find that particularly fascinating is because it's a mutation. In theory, it would be perfectly targetable either by an antibody or an antisense or an siRNA, because it would be targeting something that absolutely does not exist in any other normal tissue. So you would have a dream come true, the perfect cancer target, because if you hit it perfectly, you would not be hitting any normal tissue whatsoever. As to why it appears to have some differential expression in lung cancer in smokers versus non-smokers, I haven't a clue.
Do you think that the same type of research would yield benefits in breast cancer?
I think that people have looked for these kinase mutants in breast cancer and have basically not found them. There were originally some reports that they were there, but more detailed studies have subsequently suggested that may not be the case, which touches on one of the great curiosities of cancer. We don't understand why certain mutations cause cancer in some tissues and not in others. We don't understand, for example, why mismatch repair genes, which ought to predispose you to cancer in every organ in your body, tend to only cause colon cancer. Why don't they cause breast cancer? There are some mysteries out there to be unraveled.